In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song.
Good morning, and welcome to Bible Points, a production of Matthew Street Church of Christ in Bay City, Texas. Today I want to talk to you about children. And here's our Bible verse, Psalms 127, 3 through 5. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are the children of one's youth. Blessed is the man who fills his quiver with them. You know, I love my children. I love most of them most of the time. But I really, really love my grandchildren. They are all beautiful. And I gotta admit, I have to tell you, my 14-year-old granddaughter is stunningly beautiful, and I don't mind saying I'm in love with her. My 5-year-old grandchild is gorgeous. My 7-year-old grandchild is beautiful. My 10-year-old, my 13-year-old, beautiful children. My fully grown grandchild is just a stunningly good-looking young man. Of course he is. But you know, Satan wants to destroy all of those precious souls. And he wants to destroy your children as well as mine. He wants to destroy your grandchildren as well as my grandchildren. Satan will take anybody. He is a roaring lion, and he will devour, he will eat, he will shred, tear, rend any soul that he can come across and happily get. Therefore, it's our responsibility as dads, moms, granddads, grandmoms, Lolly and Poppy, whatever the kids call you, it's our job to take sure, to make sure that our children and our grandchildren are safe from Satan and going to heaven. And that means we're going to have to spend some time with them. And we're going to have to spend time with them with the Bible. And we're going to have to share God's word with them. That's super important. You know, there's a saying in the corporate world about projects people are working on. So if you thought their completed project was really awful, you don't say anything bad about it, because here's the phrase, it's their baby. And if it's their baby, they think it's gorgeous, regardless of what you think about it. The idea, of course, is that to denigrate a person's project is to, like, telling them their baby is ugly. That's pretty good advice in the corporate world. You know, it's pretty obvious. People love their kids. They spend inordinate sums of money on educating them and entertaining them, enlightening them, and ensuring their upbringing. I get that. I wish, though, the grandkids could have come first. But we need to know that the world desires to sift our children like wheat. If I could shout a wake-up call to anyone with children, young or grown, I'd yell out, make every effort to get your children to heaven. After all, you don't want your children to end up as a crispy taco. You want your children to sing with the angels. Thank you for listening to this production of Bible Points, this production of Matthew Street Church of Christ in Bay City, Texas. I want you to know that you're always welcome to join us for services. 9:30 a.m. on Sundays for Bible study, 10:30 for worship, and then on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. for more Bible study. Of course, we'd love to arrange a Bible study at your convenience, if that's possible. Thank you so much for listening. Blessings to you, and have a great day. Thank you.